Consciously, we tell ourselves a few times, just let go. Just let go. We can always pick up the baggage before we leave the room. But for now, just let go. As we sit, to just be completely in our contentment without a caring for anything at all. Tonight we're going to talk about grace of God. Can everybody hear me?
No.
Tonight we're talking about grace of God. For whatever reason. Before we go on, I'd like to ask a question and see. There's no right answer or wrong answer, but I just want to hear you. And that is, when I ask you, what does it mean, just be? What does it mean to you? Anybody would like to volunteer?
What was the question?
Just be.
Just be? Mm-hmm. I try to do that every day. Just be. Don't have to. Kind of put into all of it, you know. The world wants to be mean. Ignore it. Just don't give nothing any power over you. It's kind of what I do. Just be. You know. So everyone has to have a reason. Don't need a reason.
Hans, are you leaving us, dear?
He's afraid of that question.
Anybody else? Just be.
Freedom from all images. Understand? From all images of ourselves.
just be a little closer to me. It'd be better.
Anybody else?
Maybe in the past, cause you walk in your, maybe in your own silence,
uh-huh,
and not be influenced by what goes on around.
Okay.
Let it just go do its thing.
And kind of what I was trying to say.
It's gonna happen anyway.
Very good.
I meditated on that. The things that, came to me were that able to give up my form.
Uh-huh.
And that I was timeless and eternal.
Mm-hmm.
And if I was able to be, just be those things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very good. Everybody has such a deep understanding. How about you?
Not to be our thoughts or our desires or our wants or, you know, not to be our mind, just to be part of the whole.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very good. Very good. How about you?
To be, for me, it means to be connected,
mm-hmm,
to feel that connection,
mm-hmm,
with whatever I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And it takes some work because there are always expectations.
That's right.
And try to free yourself.
Uh-huh. Yes. Hans, come and sit right here.
I want to go to the other entrance.
Just so I behave as I did.
No, I want to be with you. How about you, Cecilia?
Not me, just be as you are without getting carried away with the world,
mm-hmm,
and the stuff going on around you.
Mm-hmm. Any other comment? We're talking about what it means to us when we say just be. Just be is where the peace and bliss is. When our teacher, there are some of us here that they have the same teacher, said to me to be happy about 20 years ago, he meant just be. Because our being is happiness. And the reason we don't experience this continuous happiness because we are constantly being this and being that. You mentioned that connecting to the source, which is, you know, exactly that. And then you said that there is too much responsibility, too much demand on me. Well, you're becoming some image that the person wants you to do. When we learn the art of just be, does not mean that we don't do. It just means that by staying in your being, you go forward and act. Not instead of the reverse, act and then try to act the just be. And to me, it's as important as breath, because any other way, we're subject to all sorts of disappointment and up and down. And most of us have beautiful explanation of it, but we need to stay in that and just be, like Hans was saying about the images, yes. And we were talking about images last week, that we don't even occupy any of the images that we think we are or other people think you are. So therefore is a continuous imagination rather than being, just being. So to me that is the highest grace, because our being is grace. synonymous with grace. So by just being, we experience grace. Now, in a state of separation from our own being or God, we think that the grace has to come from someplace, and we have to do all sorts of gymnastic in the form of prayers and whatever it is, the activities and all. And all along, that grace is in the state of our being, just being rather than becoming or being this and that. And we have to understand that if you just hold on to the be, then you can act as a wife, you can act as a husband, you can act as a stranger, but in our state of being, we realize all of those becoming are acts. They are not serious. They are not the truth. So if we don't have that lotus of being, then we cannot look for the petals, because they need the lotus to keep them together. I like to also mention that the art of being is approached in a lot of ways, but the simplest way is the closest way to art of being. When we sit down and say, oh my God, now how am I going to be? Make it complicated. Just being is just letting go and sink into ourselves. In that, we're going to have 5 minutes of meditation to just be, whichever way.
Most likely most of you don't want to open your eyes, but